Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, which is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend, longtime brain trust member, Greg Sullivan, the CEO and founder of Global Velocity. GlobalVelocity.com is a cybersecurity company, and Greg's joining us now to bring us up to date on all the things that he's learned over the last several years, becoming as he's grown his business to help lots of different folks, large and small, protect themselves from cyber attacks. Greg, thanks again for hanging out with us and for bringing us the information. It's great to have you back. This cybersecurity thing, all these years, you know, I pay $50 a year or whatever for all my units to be, all my desktop units and PCs to have cybersecurity with different, you know, over the years, different entities, different providers of that service. Now I read an article recently that says says antivirus is dead, meaning basically, you know, we can't protect the zero day threats are coming at us so fast that these antivirus companies can't really keep us protected. What do you think?
Well, Jim, let me just explain real quick how this works. So there's antivirus software out there that you and I load on my computer, you know, and every time there's an update, we update it.
Yeah.
Well, guess who else updates it? The cyber thieves, the bad guys, our adversaries. Mm-hmm. They also have labs where they load the antivirus software, and they test their software against that.
They reverse test it, right? They do reverse engineering.
That's right. And they do that with automated programs. It doesn't even cost them a lot to do this. So they know when they release a virus, they have an almost certain chance of being successful.
And that's the zero day threat, right? Where when they release it before it's already done a lot of damage before the good guys can find the patch.
Well, you know, it sometimes falls into that bucket, but it's not limited to that. It's these guys are so good, and their techniques again are automated. They don't even have to be that smart anymore. They can just feed an idea in, and they can penetrate a system. And let's all keep in mind, the reason they're trying to get in is because they want to get something out, right? They want to take our data. And what we often underestimate is the value of our own data as business owners and business operators. What we don't realize is that data is valuable to someone else, and maybe not just on its own. The bad guys have data centers too, where they coalesce data and analyze data and try to maximize the value of that data. They're very, very good at this.
And for a long time, we assumed that that the threat to us was that we would get infected and our unit would become a drone for distributing email, and they could sell a bunch of stuff to people because they send out millions of emails, and they were using, you know, there was a lot of that kind of bad business going on. But what you're talking about now, that's not what you're talking about. You're talking about actual infiltrating of your hard drive and mining information out of your server, off your hard drive, out of wherever it may be, right?
They do this. You read about it in the paper or on the web when they do this, when they steal credit cards or healthcare information.
Right.
And the reason you hear about those things, there's a law that requires notification. What you don't hear about is the intellectual property theft that occurs. You know, the people in my business, we hear about all the time. The theft of design drawings for products. Counterfeit manufacturing is a huge, huge business in this
world. That's half of China's industry, isn't it?
And where do these design drawings come from? Where, they come right off of the networks of our businesses in the United States of America. So, Jim, we have to do more to make it costly for these guys to do business in our businesses.
How do we do that?
Okay. Well, we like you said earlier, antivirus, maybe it's dead. That doesn't mean you shouldn't do it. You should definitely do it. You've got to defend yourself against as much as you possibly can. What we need to start caring about is the same thing our adversaries care about, and that's our data.
Mm-hmm.
So we spend the bulk of our money protecting our network or protecting our endpoints, our laptops, and so on, and now our mobile devices. But it's the data they want. So we should be paying attention to where our data is, where it's stored inside of our enterprise, and when it leaves our enterprise, whether it leaves directly from our office or from where we're storing it in the cloud, we need to know where it's going, how it's getting there, who's doing it, and how they're doing it.
How does the average small business who doesn't have a person who's an expert in this, how do they, is that what your company, is, you offer those services? Can we buy module or a service from you to, or people like you to do that for us?
Well, that's the beautiful thing about the cloud, is that we can now provide that type of capability, that type of service, for a very reasonable cost, for just a few dollars a month per user, to any size business, where before you had to have a team of network engineers that would run a service like this inside of your enterprise. Now you can run it through us in the cloud, so everything goes through a service like ours before it goes out.
Does this replace my antivirus, or is it augment? It just goes on top of that.
It augments.
It goes on top of. Okay. We come back. I'm going to get Greg to tell us some more about how this works. I'm fascinated by this, folks. This is new stuff. This is based on the new threats, my friends. That's just believe me when I say that. If I tell you more, Greg will have to kill us. Tintel, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.